I remember I played with Dave Magadan. This guy's the Boston Red Sox hitting coach right now, go figure. This guy'd hit 300 every single year. And I'm sitting next to him on the bus, and I'm like, dude, what's your thought process, man? What makes you tick? What are you thinking about? He looks at me, and he's like, spring, every at-bat is a new season in my mind. I'm like, okay, you got this approach, huh, pal? And I every at-bat's the end of my life? That is unbelievable, man. This game is so mental, it's unbelievable, man. I remember in 1990, I was in AAA, opening day. Buddy Bell's my hitting coach. Opening day, I strike out my first three times up, and Buddy comes over to me, and he's like, Spring, I know what you're doing wrong. I'm like, good, what? He said, you're standing a little too close to the ball after you swing. I'm like, oh, thanks. Next at-bat, get a base hit. I look in the dugout. And Buddy's sitting there shrugging his shoulders. See, I told you, Buddy. It's easy. I remember Clint Hurdle telling a reporter once. He said, man, sometimes Springs looks like he's never picked up a bat right-handed. But he could hit. Guys, I bailed, I lunged, and I had a bad eye, man. But I felt like I'd hit because of my mind. Got to have the right mindset. All right, guys, let's change the subject here, man. Let's talk about attacking the inside part of the baseball. If I gave you guys hitting lessons, you would get sick of me talking about where we attack the baseball. All right? It's on the inside part of the baseball. The only thing that's going to change is the contact point. I don't want you hitting an inside pitch to the opposite field. I want you to bomb to your pull power. All right? You just got to hit it out in front of the plate a little bit further. I'm telling you, you're going to miss balls that go out by attacking the inside part of the baseball. You guys know Andy Pettit? Yeah, I shot him. Huh? I was 30, he was 20. Okay, right? Eighth inning, 0-0. Looking for that little cutter. I already shot him to right center for a double. Right? Inside pitch. I just miss it. I get out in front of the plate because I had the right backspin. Fence was 335. Ball went 336. 1-0. And that was fun. There's no way that ball goes out if I'm on the outside part of the ball. Right? If I'm hooking balls. Right? Attack the inside part of the baseball. The only thing the pitcher's going to dictate is where we're going to drive it. Ball middle in, hit it out in front of the plate on the inside part of the ball. Ball right down the middle, ball comes back a little bit. Ball away, ball comes back a little bit. But I'm always attacking the inside part of the baseball. Driving that ball away to right center as a right-handed hitter. Right? Ball up the middle, hitting it right off his neck. Ball middle in. I want you hitting a ball to right field, like I said. I want you hitting a bomb. I want you hitting a gapper. My analogy is of Albert Pujols, A-Rod, Prince Fielder, guys with stupid power, swing the bat as hard as they can swing it, and it does not leave the yard. It's got to be a reason. Guys, they can hit 500 feet when they nut it. So why don't they hit a home run every at-bat? Because sometimes they're on the wrong side of the baseball, right? Creating that hook spin. Hitting a hard ground ball to short and third if they're right-handed, second, first if they're left. I'm saying we have the same bat speed on hard ground ball to short if we're right-handed, and hard ground ball to second if we're left-handed, as a gap or a home run. It's where we attack the baseball. When you attack the inside part of the baseball, guys, you will hit bombs if you have the power. Attack the inside part of the baseball. I can't stress it enough. You never hear anybody talk about it. You'll see swing after swing. You guys get the same swings every single day, and you'll hit one great, and then you'll hook one, and hitting coach will say, oh, no, you did this. No, you didn't attack the baseball properly. It's not talked about enough. Get to the inside part of the baseball, man. There are a couple guys that I love watching on TV more than anybody that do this better than anybody. A guy like Ichiro. You kidding me? This guy's discipline is off the chart attacking the inside part of the baseball. I saw him hit a ball that would have hit a right-handed hitter in the head to left field. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, and then he runs like a 385 down the line. I mean, you could bank on this guy getting 200 hits a year, right? And he's got power, too. I've seen him ambushing pitchers. But his discipline to attack the inside part of the baseball is off the chart. I love watching Joe Mauer. Anytime this guy hits on ESPN, trust me, I'm watching. Talk about slow heartbeat. Unbelievable. This guy's the epitome of slow feet, fast hands, quiet head. All right, he's a great hitter. He stays inside the ball as well as anyone. Now his power's starting to play. As he gets older, power comes, guys, when you're 25, 26, 27. All right? Everybody thinks you got to have power at 18, 19, 20. No, be a good hitter. Okay? Be a good hitter. Then the power comes. How about Derek Jeter? Does this guy ever go away? This guy's so disciplined, it's off the chart, man. You don't luck into 3,000 hits, boys. Okay, this guy has a game plan. He stays inside the ball as good as anybody. What else is he? He's one of the best team players in baseball. Guys, be a good team player, man. Nobody wants to hang out with that idiot for 162 days. And I'm telling you right now, if you're an idiot, you better be breaking. Because you're an idiot and you ain't hitting. Trust me, you're going to have a real job real soon. My first 10 years in pro baseball, every team I was on was in the playoffs. Awesome. It was fun. Last 4 years, no playoffs. Sucked. It was brutal. But being a good team player, man, that's what it's about, making your teammates better. All right, this game will beat your butt up enough.